Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft, and today what I'd like to do is introduce you to a project called Callisto. Let me switch over to the website for Callisto. Callisto is a project being hosted on GitHub. It was initially started by Tim Heuer from our Windows product group, and if we scroll down here to the bottom of the page, we'll see that there are a few other folks contributing as well. And what Callisto is, if we kind of scroll back up to the definition of what it is, you'll see that it is an extension that includes some helper controls and extensions to other methods and things, other extension methods to controls that provide functionality on top of the XAML UI framework for Windows Metro 8 development. So anybody who's been doing some development may have noticed that there are some controls on the JavaScript side that don't exist on the XAML side. That would be very helpful, and or some things that might just be easier to do on the JavaScript side. So while they were building applications for Windows 8, Tim and company found those differences and decided that it would be worthwhile spending some time to create some reusable components and share those with the world. So thus Callisto was born. You can get Callisto in a number of ways. You can get it by going right to the GitHub that Tim Heuer has set up. And if you need that, it's just github.com/timheuer/Callisto. You can also get it if we go to the downloads page. You'll see that you can get it from here as a zip or a tar file. And if we go back and we go down into the information here about how to install it. You can use NuGet or you can download it from the Visual Studio Gallery directly. So if I go here, you'll see that it is out here in the Visual Studio Gallery. And I will show you how to install it with NuGet from within Visual Studio in just a second. But before I do that, I just wanted to give you a quick run through of some of the controls that are involved. And I will probably be doing some more videos diving into the usage of each of these in either one video or broken out over a couple of videos. But there's a flyout control. So in JavaScript, you have a flyout control, which is kind of a pop-up menu. Or a pop-up item in XAML, you do not. So here is a flyout control that includes some light dismiss logic and some positioning available to you. There's a menu control, which is very handy when you're building an app bar and you want the menu to pop up right above the button. It does a lot of that work for you. And then, of course, there's a menu item, including separators that you can do that you can use in conjunction with that menu. If you are creating a settings panel, you can use the settings flyout to help you do that and create a custom settings pane. There's a rating control, and I'll show you that as we're walking through this quick overview. There's the live tile control, which gives you the kind of the live tile that Windows has on the start screen. It gives you that ability to have that same sort of experience within your app. There's a tilt effect that you can apply to objects within your application. And there is an OAuth helper that is useful if you're dealing with OAuth. And then there's a couple of converters, a Boolean to visibility converter, a length to Boolean converter, and a relative time converter to show time as a relative string. So it has these points out there to show it about an hour ago or about a day ago or about 5 hours ago along those lines. And then there's some extension method helpers. So binding HTML content to a web view is one example that Tim points out there, and you can dig through the code to find those. There's also a few things planned for the future, and there's information on here about one, how to use the application or the package and controls within it, and also, if you find a bug, go ahead and log a bug for them and support the project in any way you can. So I just wanted to point out too that another good way to explore this is if we go to the if we go out here to the tools. I'm sorry, I wanted to go to the source. If we go to the source, you'll see that there is a test application that you can download, which shows you all of the different controls and some styling on them and different ways to interact with them. Great way to learn how to use each of them. There's the physics file, which is useful if you're going to be installing inside Visual Studio, but you can get that right out of the gallery, as I pointed. And then, of course, there's the actual Callisto project, which has all of the controls in it, the converters, the effects, extensions, etc., that you can use as a guide to look through or extend yourself. So with that, let's go ahead and dig into Visual Studio and show you how to get it installed. So I'm going to create a new project. Actually, I hit open. Let me create a new project. And we'll just create a blank Metro style project in C Sharp. This will go ahead and create, of course, our standard project. And for anybody who's curious, I am running on the release preview of Windows 8 right now with Visual Studio 2012 RC. Here we have a couple of ways that we can do this. I showed you how you can install it through the VisX if you go to the website and just click download. Another way to do it is through NuGet. So if I right click on add references and I click manage NuGet packages, it'll bring up the NuGet package manager, and I can just simply type in the word here for Callisto, and it will go out and find it and show me that, and I can click install. I already have it installed, so I'm not going to click the install button. What I'll do is go out here and add reference and just check it here, and that will add it into my project. Now that this is my project, I can use it and any of the controls and extensions and such that are in it within my application. So I will first come out here to the main page that got created, and I'm just going to work in the XAML to make it easier here. But what I will do is first add in my namespace, and we'll call it Callisto, and it's going to be the Callisto.controls, and then down here I'm just going to add the rating control, and I want it to have an item count, which is how many stars I want it to have. In this case, it'll be stars because that's the default. You can style it. I will set that to 5, which is kind of the typical count, and then I'll give it a value just so it has a hard-coded value. Now, in most applications, you're probably going to maybe have a hard-coded item count and then a binded value as you use the control, or maybe you might even bind the item count to something so that you can change that on the fly if need be. But I'm going to use hard-coded here, and just to show you that you can do more, I'll actually put in a value of 3.5, and I will change the foreground color to be orange, just because I like making it nice and visible. And we'll go ahead and run this, and let this go, and it builds. And as it's done building, it will deploy, and we will get our application here, which will have this lovely little rating control provided by Callisto up in the top left corner. And there you see my orange. I have 3.4 stars highlighted. Because I didn't turn is enabled to false, it allows me to also come up here and interact with it. So I could say, oh, I like 4 or 3, and I get some pop-ups and things like that. So there we go, and then set it to 3 when I clicked it. I could change that to 5 if I wanted, and now it's 5. So that gives you a quick overview of Callisto, what it is, and how you can incorporate it into your project. I encourage you to check out the Windows Developer Center for more information on developing Windows 8 applications, and joining us for some of our other video snippets in the future.